Charlie had the mind of a child.
We have a great segment on the show, but it's going to be a tricky segment on the show because Charlie has gone through somewhat of a renaissance. He's requested we not play the theme.
Oh, really?
Thank you.
He does not want it.
Thank you, Don.
You didn't want the
No, I don't want the thing. I don't want any. No, turn it off. Okay. Turn it off, Don.
Okay, it's off. It's off, Charles.
I hit my head, and I've made progress, and I'm doing much better. Thank you very much.
Wasn't it lightning?
Wasn't it lightning? Shut up, Rob, fat ass.
May I recommend the movie Flowers for Algernon?
I'm doing much better. I'm much smarter than I ever have been before.
Charles.
Charlie is not going to be mocked like that guy yesterday.
Clearly. Charles.
You can bring Dave in here, but don't bring Charlie in here. Give me a break, both of you, really. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We're all friends. Come on now.
So how you been
Come
doing?
Come on now. I've been doing all right.
How you been doing, Charles?
How about yourself?
What'd you do last night?
How's that friend of yours, huh? I was listening in my car. I bought a new one.
Really?
What'd you buy?
A Mazda Miata.
Wow.
And I'm loving it. Little hot, though. Got the air conditioning. What? Am I talking to you? Seriously. Am I talking to you? I thought I was talking to Don.
You are.
Okay? Oh, wow. You're really pissing me off, Spiewak. You really are.
Pardon.
How you been? Shut up! I'm talking to Don Geronimo. Okay, this is not the Rob interview, please. Jesus.
Charles.
I'll slap you silly. I'm bigger than you.
I know that.
You know that. I'm 6'7".
Can I tell you something on the down low?
You sure can.
Just between you and I?
How are you?
That tip you gave me?
Yep.
That stock tip?
I know.
Who the hell knew?
Nobody would know.
How did you know?
People think whenever... Here's the
How
deal.
Did you know?
Here's the deal. Here's what I do, all right?
Okay.
This is the way it works. When you hear something's bad, you go the opposite way. It works that way all the time. That's the way the markets work. The fluctuations
but Charlie,
are there.
Excuse me, Charles.
Look at the P&E.
Charles.
That's what you got to pay attention to.
But Charles.
What?
Okay, what's the P&E?
The profit and earnings ratio.
But what you're giving me is not...
Price-earnings ratio is what it is. You know, price-profit, same thing. Don't look at me like that.
The tip that
I see
he
you
gave...
looking at me like that, Burbank.
I'm very proud of you.
The tip that he gave me was not like a...
Shh. If I'm giving
I'm not going to say what
Don!
It is. I'm not going to say... I just want to say... It's not something you would look... You would not look in the financial section and say, oh, I see,
Don,
this is a stock that's going down.
Don, please, you're being so silly.
Charles...
If I give you a tip... that benefits you financially, don't share it with your listeners. It's the only hard and fast rule that I had. It's the only hard and fast rule.
Okay, now let's talk about...
I happen to be somewhat of a financial expert.
Let's talk about your role on the show today.
All right. I know what you want me to do. Come in and be
this
dumb
is a negotiation.
Charlie.
Now,
yes, Rob wants you me. Rob wants me to be dumb Charlie, so you want me to come in and be dumb Charlie.
I don't like doing that anymore. You could be Charlie Light.
I mean anymore.
You could be Charlie Light.
Mm-hmm.
For fun?
How many?
Incidentally, I heard you on the show before.
Yes.
I'd like you to know that I can come over and help you calibrate your scale. The modern one. That has the percentage of fat ratio also. I can help you with that. I can take apart anything and fix it. Put it back together again. No problem at all.
So handy.
I know electronics.
The level of Charlie that we can
the
get.
The level of Charlie. Here we go.
Hold on a second.
Let's make fun of those with mentally handicapped challenges ahead
Speaking
of them.
Speaking of.
Yep.
Rob, we're going to have to wait on the segment here.
That's fine.
Because
Good.
We have an important call.
Is it a
call.
Stupid Charlie segment?
It is, but hold on a second. Huh? There's an important call for you.
Hello?
Hello, Charlie?
Oh, Tom?
Hey, Charlie.
Tom, would you do me a favor?
Yes?
Don't talk like me, okay?
Hey.
We're going to stop that now, all right?
Okay.
How are you?
How you doing?
How are you facing today's challenges?
Good.
Good. Everything going well?
Yes.
What's
new? I'm a little sick, Charlie.
Why? Do you have a cold? Do you have a summer cold?
I got a
What do you have?
I got a virus in my head. I got the...
Oh.
It's called...
Oh, I chuckled, too. You have a virus in your head?
Yeah, it's a virus in my head, Charlie.
Meningitis?
No, it's a virus in my head.
Are you feeling badly?
Yes. I am...
No, don't talk to me like that.
Okay.
Please talk in your normal voice.
Okay.
We're trying to communicate here. Well, what are you taking for it?
I'm taking...
Antibiotics?
Yeah, antibiotics.
Very good. How are your rage issues?
Good.
You know, are you still angry?
No.
Do not. Please
don't do that.
Please, I don't mean to get... I lost my temper. Please accept my most humble apology, all right, Tom?
Yep.
How are your anger issues, Tom?
Good. They're good.
Are you doing well, Tom?
I hate, what's his name there?
I know, Robert the Angry Mailman. I listen to the show each and every day.
No.
I wish there was some way that I could help you with that.
I think he hates Dave, the new guy, Super Dave.
Super Dave?
Super Dave hit his face on the concrete.
Did you like that when that happened?
No,
because he hurt himself badly.
Did he hurt himself badly? Did he have to go to the hospital?
Tom!
Yes?
Your hip was replaced. How's the physical therapy coming?
Good.
Is there anything I can do?
I just got to say, this is like in just wonderful repartee between two chaps.
Two chaps. Well,
what we've got to do is...
I consider Tom to be an equal, Don. I consider Tom to be an equal.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yes.
I'd like to come in and be on the show sometime.
That would not be my decision. You would have to talk to the man about that.
Hey, Don?
You know I can't do that, Tom. Please don't put me in that unfortunate circumstance again. Please.
Tom, I would invite you, but the last time we invited you, you were tardy.
No, I wasn't.
Now.
What?
Not funny. Not funny at all.
Not funny at all, Don.
Not funny. That's right, Tom. You stand up for yourself. No, with your brain virus.
Yeah, Don.
I enjoy the mental stimuli of chess. What say you, Tommy?
Don, I'm coming out there next Thursday.
No, Tom.
What?
Tom, you're demanding. He won't respond well. That's an ultimatum, Tom. You can't give him an ultimatum.
Come on, don't come to the show with
that. That's not possible. He does not respond well to that kind of negative pressure.
Don't be a tard on.
Watch it.
Oh, dear. Now, this is getting ugly. It's going to get just
watch
like that.
It.
Hey, Charlie, that's
It's going to get
come
like
on.
That horrible man, Robert the Angry Mailman.
Come on, Charles.
Boy, that makes me angry.
Tard on.
Please
that's
call
funny.
Me Charles.
Hey, watch it.
Charles.
Watch it. Watch it.
Charles Tardon.
Today, for Mr. Gavin, I shall be an advocate.
Okay, well, I got to get rid of him. So, because you got to do your bit for us, Charles.
All right, I got... Well, you know what I need to do? You've got that frying pan, right?
Yeah.
In order for me to do that...
No, I'm going to ask...
That I do it in character?
That
I play a role?
Yes.
No, Don, I told you, I'm incapable of doing that. If you want the old Charlie, you'll have to give me a blow to the head.
You know what, then? I'm afraid it's going to have to be new Charlie pretending to be old Charlie.
Oh,
You can pull
no.
it off.
What will I do? I don't know what to do. I'm simply beside myself. I can't. I don't know what to do. I will have to take that frying pan and hit myself in the head. Otherwise, I will not be able to be the old Charlie. I can only be this Charlie, the educated, brilliant electronics expert and stock expert.
Charlie.
This topic will not fly on McNeil Lehrer.
I mean, the other Charlie.
What? Well, you'd like the other Charlie?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to... All right, there's the frying pan. Hold it. Tom, please, silence. Tom.
Yes.
Silence is golden.
Okay, again.
I will now hit myself in the head as hard as I can with the frying pan.
Oh, frying pan. Sorry. You want frying pan or...
Come
frying?
On.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Tom.
We need cast iron.
Cast iron. Cast iron. Here we go. One. Ow.
Ow. Ow.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Hello there, Tommy.
La 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 la
la.
La 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 la.
How you doing, Tom? You got a sick head?
I got a sick head.
Good. You got a sick head. How are you?
Good.
Let's get together this weekend. Have pizza and ice cream.
Now
I'm back to normal again. Why did you hit me again?
Hit the pan again.
Shut
it
up.
To do it to you. Hold on.
Shut
Hold
up,
on,
please.
Tom. Hold on. All right, Robbie, dial up the interview. Charles?
Can we get rid of him, please? I can't concentrate.
Distracting.
I can't concentrate
sorry.
With Thomasina on the phone.
Hey, Tom, see you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye, right. Tom. Hang up.
Enjoy your Pop-Tarts.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
He's gone. He just
Good,
hung
he's
up.
Gone. All right, give me the frying pan again, please. And none of that glass this time. Give me the straight skillet. I want the iron skillet.
I want you to try to pretend to be Charlie. Hey, come
I
on,
can't
hold
pretend
on.
To be someone I can't. I'm incapable of that. You're putting
Who
such
won?
Amazing pressure on me. I don't understand.
Did
this
you
is so frustrating for me, Don.
Who graduated from that fancy New York art school?
I did.
Who went to all of those...
It was NYU, not that fancy art school.
Okay.
Please refer to it as New York University.
Okay.
NYU, with honors.
Who was...
Summa cum laude. Right.
Who was the lead in Man of La Mancha?
I was...
Who was the leading?
I'm the man of La Mancha.
See? Fiddler on the Roof.
If I were a rich man.
The producers.
Yes. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
You're telling me.
Thank you.
You're telling me that with your talent that I've seen on the stage,
Thank you
Charles,
so much for all the talented. Accolades. I appreciate that. You're saying that I can pull this off.
Sure. You can pretend.
What are the things he says?
Okay.
What are some of the stupid things he says?
He loves pizza.
Oh.
He loves ice cream.
Ice cream. He
has problem containing himself. Meaning, if like a woman comes in the room, nocturnally emissions.
Oh my word! This lad has troubles.
This lad has problems. He's like
he burned down his orphanage. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. He burned down his orphanage when he was a kid.
All right, so much to work with. Let me try.
Oh, you should know also at the home where he was at.
My word, what am I going to say?
He was abused. They would tell him that they were taking his temperature.
Well, how was that bad? Oh, no. Yes. Yeah. He was abused?
Yes, he was.
That way?
Yes, he was.
How did he didn't know the difference, the poor lad?
Still doesn't know.
Still doesn't.
And you know
what? What a silly clown. What a silly clown and fool.
It's you, Charles.
Yes. But I can't act like him, but I'll try.
Okay, give him a
great
actor.
All right.
All right, now let's welcome. Let's welcome to the Charlie Show. Rob, tell all of us in Charlie Land who Charlie will be talking
to today.
Yes,
here's my announcer, Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob. Sure. I mean, take it.
Charlie, you'll be talking to Crimebo the Clown, who is a self-professed creepy clown.
I like clowns.
He talks about crime and violent issues.
All right.
Murders.
Crimebo
here.
Yeah, hey.
I got the time.
I like pizza and ice cream.
Well, you would.
Yes. Tell us about your. You seem to be a clown that's talking about crime issues. I'm confused by that. I don't understand why. How would that be working into a children's clown at a children's birthday party? That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Well, it's not necessarily a children's birthday party. You know, they come on the crime bus tour. We're all part of the whole.
Yeah, hold on, though. Are you exposing these children to potential psychological trauma by bringing up this type of thing? And let's get ice cream.
Come on.
Dumb
it down.
Every child needs trauma.
Okay. Dumb it down. Gotcha, Don. Gotcha. Here we go. Crimebo.
Yeah.
Please to describe your makeup. Your clown makeup. Tell me all about that.
Every clown needs a mask. So
yes, of course.
A mask on me.
What type of mask? Please describe.
It's a mask.
Yes. Is it a scary mask? Similar
it's
to
a
perhaps
mask.
Pennywise in Stephen King's wonderful novel, It.
Charlie.
Yeah, hold on. Excuse me. Can we put you on hold? Just a crime bow?
Hold on, please.
Por favor, just a momentary lapse in the interview. Why are you screaming at me when I'm trying to interview the man? You keep saying, dumb it down. I asked him about his clown makeup. How stupid can that be?
Okay.
That's a foolish question.
Hey, Charlie.
We got a clown to talk to.
He's on the phone right now.
Okay.
I wish I was there to hit him.
How you doing, Crimebo?
I'm doing good.
I love clowns. Tell me about your show.
Well, you know, crimes and murders happen no matter what, you know?
Uh-huh.
Why not make a tragic thing fun?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
We all grew up with the gruesome tales of the scorned lover.
What
and
does gruesome mean?
I'm sorry?
What does gruesome mean?
Terrible. Gruesome. Evil.
Evil. Are you an evil clown like in a scary book?
Oh. You'll have to
text
me to find out.
Listen to him. He's going, I like evil clowns, too. That's
Charlie,
kind of scary. Yeah, Don.
What do we have for after the show?
What do we have?
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Pizza. The only word I really know how to. Do you like pizza, Crimebo the Clown?
I'm sorry?
What's your favorite food?
I love pizza.
Yeah, pizza's good. What do you like on yours? I like just plain cheese.
Yeah.
Don't put all that junk on it.
I like a little... I can't say it on a radio.
You can't say it on a radio. Is it dirty?
Well,
my name's Charlie Crimebo. Can you say hi, Charlie?
I'm sorry?
Can you say hi, Charlie?
Hi, Charlie.
Say, I'm Crimebo the Clown.
I'm Crimebo the Clown.
Hey, Charlie?
Yeah, Don?
Stand right there.
Okay, right here. What are we doing? Really, what are we doing? Well, it's good to be back. Crimebo, I'm not sure we can proceed. I really feel that I'm being somewhat abused here.
Oh, hey, you know, if you're feeling abused, go with it.
So what is this guy's deal?
His deal is that he's kind of a comedian. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's kind of a sick thing you're doing, putting the crime and the clown together. Isn't that what are your feelings on that?
I'm sorry?
Is there some sort of time warp here? What are your feelings
Charlie?
On that?
Charles.
Yeah, what?
Hey, Charles.
What? I'm thirsty. Uh-oh. I'm thirsty. I want something to drink. I got a headache, too.
Charlie, you got to ask this guy about his website. I really don't understand exactly what this guy's deal is. Something to do with murder and clowns.
Ask him about the 1947 Project.
Okay. Crimebo, tell us all about your website.
It is the 1947project.com.
What's that mean?
Well, you come to Los Angeles and you're able to get on the crime bus. We take you all.
Ooh! What color is the crime bus?
Yeah.
What color is the crime bus?
Well, it's more dripping than color.
More dripping. That's bad, Crimebo.
Hey, Charlie.
You're a bad clown. Yes, Tom, what do you want? Oh. Jesus, stop the violence, please.
All right, Charles.
My head is bleeding.
Okay, I think you've fulfilled your obligation.
Ah, the jolly jester leaves me cold. Uh-huh. Can I just remain me for just a short time on this planet?
We gotta wrap this up.
We have to wrap this up. All right, my esteemed executive producer is informing me that we need to wrap up and rather hastily. May we do this?
Yes.
And suffice to say that I find your act somewhat disturbing, but I'm sure that it'll play somewhere in some part of Americana. Good luck to you, Crimebo.
Thank you.
All right, I bid you adieu.
Goodbye.
Ta-ta.
Thanks for being on the Charlie Show.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining me on the Charles Stewart Stavelak Show. Thank you.
Good day.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so I'm going to put you on hold. You can chat with the producer, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Hold on, please.
Hold on. Please to hold on. Well, exploited once again. I will have none of it, Don.
Go get the feedback, Robbie.
Thank you for your time, Crimebo. How do you think it went?
No, how did he think it went? Hmm? Robbie didn't care for it. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he has
lots to say.
I probably wouldn't be surprised at all if he didn't care for it.
But we do.
And I'm angry. I'm very angry. I've been abused once again.
Charlie had a good time.
Don't speak for me, ass. Fat ass. Fat ass. Don't speak for me.
Excellent.
Don't speak for me.
Bye. Charlie says goodbye.
You bastard.
Bye. Bye.
Don't speak for me. Rob Spiewak, I will have your ass. I don't mind telling you, this entire debacle has been your fault. I'm having none of it. I'm so upset.
Well, how do you feel about the Mel Gibson thing?
Oh, well, I think he's a long-term anti-Semite, and he got his just dessert.
Hey, Charlie.
Braveheart!
Bye, Charlie.
Yeah, I live in a townhouse made of Hot Pocket boxes. Bye, boys. See you later.
Charlie. Bye, Charlie. Kind of interesting. Wow. Smart Charlie coming
sure
by.
Man. Like him.
He's a diva.
It was a head injury like Dave sustained yesterday that did it.
Yeah. He's got kind of the Madonna British accent thing happening every once
it
in a
seemed
while, too.
It seemed to go on. As long as you let him speak, it seemed to... the Queen's English was spoken for a while there.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
A smart freaking guy.
Very, very... Well, unless you hit him in the head with a frying pan.
Well, there you go.
Then he gets dumb again. Go figure.
Ain't sound effects great?
Yeah. Sound effects is great.
Mike, here we go. It is the officially... the hottest day of the year.
No.
Yes, and you have to think that today, of all days, people's nerves would be frayed while they are out motoring in 100-plus degree weather.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Oh, it's going to work today.
That's right. I'm not even going to bother setting this up.
All right.
It simply is the greatest bit of all time.
You know what it is.
It's a jam-packed show. Mm-hmm. Three great words. Honk for cash.
Ah!
I say it proudly. Everyone else winces like I've said something awful.
Said what awful?
Don't do it, Don.
It's honk for cash.
Ah!
And here's how you play the game. You call us from your cell. You're in your automobile. You're on a major road where you have the opportunity to make a left-hand turn where there is an arrow indicating... only one lane can make a left-hand turn.
Yeah, nobody can get around you. You're stacking up people, and you don't move, and people are supposed to go bananas, like I like to say all the time, and beep their horns.
I come close to killing you a couple of times.
Thanks,
when
dude.
We were younger.
It's because you said bananas.
Flipping bananas.
Flipping bananas.
Saddens me, I did.
Didn't mean to trip the Duke alarm.
So what you want to do is get in the car, call us up, and it goes like this.
Let me turn off the music America loves.
Okay.
You're in the car, and the light turns green. And what you do is you just sit there. For 30 seconds, you sit there. It's the most important part. You don't say anything when the light turns green. What you are doing is you're impeding the progress of your fellow motorists.
On a very hot day, on a 100-degree day.
Mm-hmm. And for every honk of anger that we hear from somebody behind you, mad that you will not move your ass, we will pay you $1.
You got a dollar.
That's right.
Right. This game
sometimes works.
This game always works.
I'm sorry, always works.
Guaranteed fun.
100% winner.
It's true. If it doesn't work, there's only one word that'll come to mind.
What's that?
Inconceivable.
So you guys know how to play.
Call in now, fat asses.
Been a long time. Our phone number, 877-365-3636. Please use your friggin' heads. Be at a stoplight where there is a left-hand turn lane, only one, not one where people can pass you on the left or the right. And most importantly, when the light turns green, say nothing for 30 seconds.
Right. Say nothing, my sweet.
That's how it works. Please, keep the secret, my sweet.
See you all tonight at Politics and Prose.
We'll be right back with your calls for the greatest bit in the history of radio. Hog for Cash.
Right on!
Yeah, you like it, don't you, Charlie?
Sure do, Doc!
How about you, Charles?
No, not particularly. Another one of your silly-ass bits.
This is the Don and Mike Show.